My name is Steve Jost. I've got a website called deltorta.org or deltorta.com. They're really the same thing. And David's Sunday Gospel is the three-year cycle, A, B, and C. It's free on the internet. So you just go to deltorta.org, there's free Sunday Gospels. Click on that, and then you get like the 5 units. Sometimes there's 5 Sundays in a month or a feast. And they're just wonderful to listen to. Also, you can subscribe to David's free e-bulletin, which comes out quarterly. You just sign up there right on the website, and they'll dash it off to you.
Most of my vessels come through that.
This is taken from the notebooks, 1945 to 1950, and it's the dictation that she got from Jesus on August 15th, the Feast of the Assumption. I was born in 1950, so this was I was born in September, this is August 15th, so our Lord referred to Maria as a little gem. That's the nickname he had for her. But in here, he calls her the new gem. I hope that I can read better with my natural eyesight. Jesus says to me, "Only my mother knew everything about me as regards my time as a son in Nazareth, as the Master and Redeemer, and as the glorious risen one. For through both my word and divine decision, Mary knew everything and partook of me, moments of fatigue, sorrows, joys, and triumphs. Mary alone. The evangelists and apostles partially knew about this or that aspect of my life. But they did not know much, very little, about my mother. But you, my little Mary, my little John, you alone know all about me and Mary. You have lived through our lives at our side. You have breathed the air of our house, of the house of Joachim and then of Mary, of our Nazareth, and our whole Palestine. You have sipped the smell of bread, just baked by Mary, of the linen washed by her, and her virginal body and mine. You have smelled the scent of Mary Magdalene's balms, and of Lazarus, putrescence, and of the lamb and wine at the Paschal Supper, and of my blood shed in the Passion. You encountered our sights and voices and looks, acts, lessons, and miracles. You know more than the great John, my worshiping and crucified one. This is what I wanted to give you by virtue of your long suffering, perfect, complete knowledge of us, as saints and doctors, must be doctors of the church, did not possess it. But the times require an urgent response. Only a broad knowledge of me can save. And to the one who gave me all, I have given all, so that many, through your sacrifice, which has obtained all from my love, may have life. Neither men nor hell can tear the treasure I have given you away from your spirit. It will help you to live and die and gain a foretaste of the joy of heaven. Soul of mine, close your bodily eyes to the world surrounding you and afflicting you, but open the eyes of your spirit and always keep them open to the world I have clarified for you, my world. Exalt and take joy in me as an infant, Admire this to the boy who is already a teacher. Disciple, listen to the word speaking to the multitudes. Rest on my heart, new John. Redden yourself with my blood. Weep over the agony of my mother, which burst forth at last, after the heroic suffering at Calvary. You at least must understand that twofold agony is a mother, and is the first and perfect one among believers. No one understands, only you, that have heard it and remember it, and hear and see the voices, tears, and sobs. Make reparation for the sorrows of Mary, taken into consideration too little, to call redemptrix with your understanding love. I ask you for this, for you to make reparation for the superficiality with which too many observe the Passion of my mother. I ask you today, Feast of the Assumption, a day of Marian joy. But to have that joy, Mary had to drink the chalice of bitter wine. Mary, before being Queen of Heaven, was a sea of sorrow. You are washed by my blood and by the seed of Mary's weeping. And no one gives it a thought. Make reparation for the indifferent. With David, I gotta say, many times I read the poem and I just cracked. Hey. Thank you.